The Holy Spirit of God taught Moses faith and miracles from the spiritual university of God. Exodus 7:1, And the Lord said unto Moses, See, I have made thee a God to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet. Moses was a symbol of Jesus Christ in his era. The New Testament Hebrew writer proclaimed, Hebrews 11:24-27, By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God, than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured, as seeing him who is invisible. In the spiritual university of God, he taught Moses miraculous faith and power. God gave him three tests. The first test was the test of obedience to take up the serpent. The second test was the disease of leprosy. The third test was to have power against Pharaoh's false god, in which he worshipped serpents. Exodus 4:1-4, And Moses answered and said, But, behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, The Lord hath not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, What is that in thine hand? And he said, A rod. And he said, Cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent, and Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, Put forth thine hand, and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand, and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. God's Spirit gave Moses miraculous power against Pharaoh and the Egyptian sinners after he obeyed and picked up his shepherd's rod of authority. Apparently, he faced a deadly serpent. He had faith in God's power against serpents. He was no longer in danger because the Lord was with him. God commanded Moses to take up the serpent, which was a symbol of Pharaoh, who was the king and leader of evil people who had the deadly evil spirit of serpents. The Egyptian sinners worshipped literal serpents and other false gods. When Moses entered into the spiritual university of God, he learned the highest level of spirituality, which is faith in God's words, and defeated the false worship of serpents. He had forsaken the scholastic knowledge he acquired in Egypt. He could not use it because it was evil, and did not bring deliverance to his people, but literal bondage. In the New Testament, Stephen proclaimed, Acts 7:22, And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians. The next test was the deadly sickness of leprosy, in which there was no medical cure. That was an extraordinary stressful test, because 7 days afterward, the Lord told him to put his hand back into his bosom, and he healed him. Exodus 4:6-8, And the Lord said furthermore unto him, Put now thine hand into thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. And he said, Put thine hand into thy bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again, and plucked it out of his bosom, and, behold, it was turned again as his other flesh. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. Moses had faith in God for the divine healing of the deadly sickness of leprosy. God taught Moses how to teach the healing of Israel from that sickness, which was the consequence of sin. He emphasized to the priests how to test humanity for the disease of leprosy. The Lord said to Moses, Leviticus 13:3-4, And the priest shall look on the plague in the skin of the flesh, and pronounce him unclean. Then the priest shall shut up him that hath the plague 7 days. Verse 6, And the priest shall look on him again the 7th day, and, the priest shall pronounce him clean. This is the third test of Moses' faith in God. Exodus 7:8-12, And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, When Pharaoh shall speak unto you, saying, Shew a miracle for you, then thou shalt say unto Aaron, Take thy rod, and cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall become a serpent. And Moses and Aaron went in unto Pharaoh, and they did so as the Lord had commanded, and Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh, and before his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers, now the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantments. For they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents, but Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. Pharaoh was a serpent. His wise men, sorcerers, and magicians were serpents. They all belong to the family of serpents, which is a part of the family of devils. The magicians tried to use their trickery of witchcraft to defy the real power of God working through Moses and Aaron. However, Aaron's rod, which symbolized the authority of God, swallowed up the witchcraft, which Pharaoh's ministers tried to use against them. The true power of God will always defeat those who depend on witchcraft for their deliverance. God determined to bring his people out of bondage through Moses and Aaron. Therefore, the rod of God through Moses and Aaron defeated and swallowed up the rods of witchcraft. God commanded Moses, Exodus 4:12, "Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say." Elihu was clear when he asked Job, Job 36:22, "Behold, God exalteth by his power, who teach hate like him?" The answer is, no human can teach like God. God anointed Moses with miraculous power to turn rivers into blood, and to subdue the Egyptian slave owners, who refused to liberate enslaved people of God. Exodus 7:20-21, "And Moses and Aaron did so, as the Lord commanded, and he lifted up the rod, and smote the waters that were in the river, in the sight of Pharaoh, and in the sight of his servants, and all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. And the fish that was in the river died, and the river stank, and the Egyptians could not drink of the water of the river, and there was blood throughout all the land of Egypt. The last days shall be as it were in Moses' era, when God gave Egyptians blood to drink, because they did not desire Israel to have freedom to worship him." The angel of the Lord proclaimed to John in the New Testament, Revelation 16:6, "For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy." Exodus 14:15-16, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea." Verses 21-22, "And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand, and on their left." Verse 31, "And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord, and believed the Lord, and his servant Moses." Moses learned to be a loving and nursing father for the nation of Israel by afflictions he endured. God promoted him in the spiritual university of God after he gave him power to work miracles. The psalmist praised God for his spiritual promotion. Psalm 75:6-7, "For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge, he putteth down one, and setteth up another." He symbolized the tender love of Jesus Christ. Isaiah proclaimed, Isaiah 40:11, "He shall feed his flock like a shepherd, he shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young." After the death of Moses, God gave Joshua his miraculous power, manifested through faith. He led the people of God to the promised land. God defeated Israel's enemies under Joshua's spiritual leadership. Joshua 10:12-13, "Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel, and he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou, moon, in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and haste not to go down about a whole day." It was obvious that Joshua's faith and obedience to God was the reason God granted his request by giving 24 hours of daylight in which the Lord destroyed their enemies. Verse 14, and there was no day like that before it or after it, that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. Never in the history of humanity did God give 24 hours of daylight at the request of a man. God honored the prayer of Joshua because he was his anointed. He changed the ordinance of time by a miracle, only for Joshua. There are few men and women whom God blessed with the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. The Lord is testing them with extreme sufferings, preparing them to be the manifested last day sons and daughters from the spiritual university of God. The Lord revealed the truth to me out of the Holy Scriptures when I was fasting, watching, and praying. The church that was in the wilderness characterized the sovereign authority of Jesus Christ. Stephen was explicit in the New Testament concerning the angel that spoke to Moses, Acts 7:38, "This is he, that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel which spake to him in the Mount Sina, and with our fathers, who received the lively oracles to give unto us." The Spirit of God is now preparing his people to have spiritual supremacy with power. That is the supernatural sovereign power of God. Paul articulated, 1 Corinthians 6:2, "Do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world?" Verse 3, "Know ye not that we shall judge angels, how much more things that pertain to this life?" The Lord Jesus revealed himself to John, and his Holy Spirit raised him up and placed him in the spiritual university of God in heaven. Revelation 4:1-2, "After this I looked, and, behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will shew thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and, behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne." Jesus Christ revealed to John in Revelation to send messages of judgment to the angels of the churches in Asia Minor. The spiritual leaders of churches in Asia Minor are symbols of angels. The angel at the Church of Philadelphia was a perfect spiritual leader, who was a pastor. Jesus disclosed to his disciples, St. Matthew 5:48, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." By divine revelation from Jesus Christ, the Lord prepared John in the Isle of Patmos to judge angels who were pastors of churches in Asia Minor. Paul disclosed, 1 Corinthians 2:15-16, "But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." Obviously, that is spiritual perfection when we have the mind of Christ. Revelation 3:7-10, "And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and no man openeth, I know thy works, behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie, behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth." The other six churches mixed good and evil together. Jesus Christ rebuked each of those six churches. Paul disclosed to the Roman Christians, Romans 2:28-29, "For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, that of the heart, in the spirit, whose praise is not of men, but of God." This is the prophetic message, Daniel 7:18, "But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom, and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever." In that verse, Daniel declared that the saints of God shall receive power over the satanic system of this world. These are the immortal words of Jesus, assuring his disciples, and believers of all times, sovereign authority over all power of devils. St. Luke 10:17-19, "And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name." And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Jesus was speaking in a metaphor, articulating the method in which evil spirits and evil people would fall from the spiritual heavenly place. The Spirit of God will not allow liars to dwell in his holy place with Jesus Christ. Jesus continued to declare to the Pharisees in St. Matthew 23:33, Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? Jesus went into the temple to pray. He chastised and literally cast out the Pharisees from among the congregation of the saints. St. John 2:15-16, And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep, and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables, and said unto them that sold doves, Take these things hence, make not my Father's house an house of merchandise. Jesus desired for the temple to be a place for prayer and expounding the word of God, not for making money for business. Judas destroyed himself because he was a devil and loved money above all things in this world. He desired to be rich. He hated Jesus, and betrayed him for money. Jesus desired for him to be a righteous man. However, he chose to be a devil because he was a thief. Judas Iscariot said, St. John 12:5-6, Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence, and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and had the bag, and bare what was put therein. His mere aspiration was to be rich. Judas failed his spiritual test of self-denial. The ointment was very expensive, and Mary Magdalene sacrificed and worked very hard to purchase that ointment. She anointed Jesus Christ with that expensive ointment to celebrate the sacrifice of his life and death for sinners, prior to the crucifixion. The odor of the perfume filled the house where they were. The Spirit of God led her to anoint Jesus with the ointment. Peter said, Acts 1:16-18, Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us, and had obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. Judas was a devil who fell from the spiritual place, in which Jesus called, fall from heaven. Jesus promised the true dedicated spiritual church that he would give us power to subdue all evil spirits of serpents, who are unbelievers, and all devils, which possess the disobedient. We will have a great supernatural anointing of the Holy Spirit, whereby, we shall defeat the kingdom of the devil. Jesus proclaimed, St. John 8:32, And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Truth is the infallible word of God. It is powerful because it magnifies evil people and destroys their lies and hypocrisies. Jesus said, St. John 16:13, Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Ananias and Sapphira symbolized evil people who are serpents. They do not believe the truth. They appear to be righteous. However, they were enemies to Peter and the Christian church. The Lord gave Peter power against serpents by giving him wisdom and knowledge concerning their lies. Acts 5:1-11, A certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a possession, and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part, and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost, and to keep back part of the price of the land? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias hearing these words fell down, and gave up the ghost, and great fear came on all them that heard these things. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, Tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, Yea, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, How is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straightway at his feet, and yielded up the ghost, and the young men came in, and found her dead, and, carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church, and upon as many as heard these things. Through divine revelations, Peter knew the truth. He understood that Ananias and Sapphira were preparing to lie prior to coming to the house of God. The Spirit of God revealed to Peter that they were lying to him concerning the sale of their property, because they did not desire to support the upbuilding of the kingdom of God. The mortuary people buried them both. God judged them because they were sinners of the world. They were lost because they lied. God will never allow liars to continue in his ministry. The Spirit of God fulfilled the prophetic message of Jesus concerning power against serpents, when Peter challenged Ananias and Sapphira who lied to God about the price, which they received for their property. Jesus said, St. Matthew 16:17-19, And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjana, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Jesus built the true Christian church under his leadership of miraculous powers of truth. He had the keys to the kingdom, but when he left this earth, he gave them to the 11 apostles. The disciples were learning about the ministry of Jesus. However, Jesus gave his disciples a new title of apostles because they evolved spiritually. St. Luke 6:13, And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, whom also he named apostles. They were no longer learners, but they were the sent ones. Peter was the spokesman for the disciples, whom Jesus gave the keys to the kingdom. They were not literal keys. However, they were Jesus' spiritual keys of power, wisdom, and knowledge, to know when evil people were coming to deceive him concerning money and false religion. Simon, a sorcerer, was deceiving the masses of people until Peter exposed and condemned him. Acts 8:9, But there was a certain man, called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery, and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one. Peter said, verses 21-23, Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness, and in the bond of iniquity. When Jesus blessed Peter, he gave him his sovereign power of life and death. He spoke, and Ananias and Sapphira died. However, he prayed, and Tabitha lived. Jesus gave Peter power equal to his power. Acts 9:36-37, Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds which she did. And it came to pass in those days, that she was sick, and died, verses 40-42, but Peter, kneeled down, and prayed, and turning him to the body said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand, and lifted her up, and when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive. And it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. The Lord delivered Tabitha from death. Peter prayed, and the Lord answered his prayer by giving him power against death, and the power of life to the believer. The saints believed that Peter had the keys to the kingdom of heaven as Jesus promised him. Whatsoever he bound on earth, God bound in heaven. He was instrumental in the resurrection of the dead. However, he was a martyr who gave his life for the gospel of Jesus Christ. The seven sons of Sceva are examples of false ministers who are self-appointed. The devil defeated them. They had no power against evil spirits and evil people. Acts 19:13-16, Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preached. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul the first know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, and overcame them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. Jesus, Peter, and Paul were casting out evil spirits. False ministers cannot cast them out. Evil spirits wounded them. The psalmist wrote, Psalm 68:21, But God shall wound the head of his enemies, and, such an one as goeth on still in his trespasses. The Spirit of Jesus Christ is now preparing his church to characterize his sovereign authority. Jesus declared to his disciples after God raised him from the dead, Acts 1:8, But ye shall receive power, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Jesus revealed to John, Revelation 11:3, And I will give power unto my two witnesses. Verse 6, These have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues, as often as they will. Elijah, who is also Elias in the New Testament, was a prophet who had power to shut heaven. His prophetic messages against King Ahab, Jezebel, and Israel, illustrated the sovereign power of God manifested in his servant. Paul proclaimed in the New Testament, Romans 11:2, The scripture saith of Elias, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel. 1 Kings 17:1, And Elijah, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. James emphasized in the New Testament that Elias was a prophet of God who prayed. James 5:17-18, Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. God commanded his sanctified and holy people to pray. Isaiah 13:3, I have commanded my sanctified ones, I have also called my mighty ones for mine anger, even them that rejoice in my highness. God called his Holy One to intercede against the wicked reign of Ahab and Jezebel, who had killed the prophets of God, and worshipped Baalim, a false god. The Old Testament ministry and the New Testament apostles will be similar to the ministries of Moses, Aaron, Joshua, and Elijah. Anointed ones will be able to pray to God for miraculous power. Subsequently, the saints of God will rejoice in Jesus Christ because he will give them his sovereign power. Revelation 11:17. We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art, and wast, and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power, and hast reigned. The Lord revealed these prophetic words of truths, Revelation 10:7, But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. In this verse, God is revealing the mystery of his spiritual kingdom, which he should accomplish in the hearts of his servants. Jesus spoke of the spiritual kingdom of God in St. Luke 17:20-21, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, Lo here, or, Lo there, for, behold, the kingdom of God is within you. God's few chosen people will be the revelation of Jesus Christ to the world. Jesus said, St. Matthew 22:14, For many are called, but few are chosen. The few spiritually matured sons and daughters who believe in Jesus Christ shall have his sovereign authority. he reiterated to his disciples, St. Mark 4:11-12, and he said unto them, Unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see, and not perceive, and hearing they may hear, and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted, and their sins should be forgiven them. Without evolving after the new birth, Jesus will not reveal his revelations and mysteries. Jesus emphasized to John, Revelation 2:26, And he that overcometh, and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Those who obey the Lord, and pray, will literally shock the nations. He has promised them a last day ministry. Verse 27, And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. Those who have faith in Jesus, and obey his words, will display the authority in which Jesus manifested when he was on earth. Jesus proclaimed, St. John 1:50, Thou shalt see greater things than these. Peter said, Acts 2:17, And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Verse 19, And I will shew wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath. Verse 21, And it shall come to pass, that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Conclusion, Jesus Christ promised to send signs and miracles during the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Acts 19:11-12, And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them.